Creating me a clean heart, oh, come and renew right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, oh, and renew right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew right spirit within. Cast me not away, amen. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and in your right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew your right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew your right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within me. Cast me not away, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within me. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet spirit, sleep over my soul. Sleep over my soul, sleep over my soul. My soul, my rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet spirit, sleep over my soul, sleep over my soul. My soul, rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet spirit, sleep over my soul. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. He is passing by this cry, He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. He is not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. And touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find it's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. It's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Wednesday, somebody touched me. It was on a Friday, somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday, somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. It was on a Wednesday, somebody touched me. It was on a Friday, somebody touched me. It was on a somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord touch us in special way today, brother and sister. Amen. Let's sing that song, Amazing Grace. I was blind, but now I can see. When you realize, brother and sister, it's just very few of people, like Jesus says. We saw Jesus with 12 disciples, but it's very few of people really follow His way really today. Amen. Let's be thankful to the Lord today. Amen. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was great that told
I can see the presence of the Lord already here. Oh, praise God. He is always true to his word. That where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Oh, tonight there is a song that has touched my heart. And if we can just turn to number 92, speak my Lord. Speak my Lord tonight. Let us sing that song tonight. As we still wait on him, that the Lord speak to us tonight. Because we are here to hear only him. We are not here for any man. We are here for him. We want to hear from him. Speak, my Lord.
Heart of a sweetling calling.
Oh, yes, sir.
Who will go and work for me today?
said,
oh, we'll point them to the narrow way.
Oh, Lord, speak tonight.
Speak, my
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Speak, my
Lord. Speak, Lord. We are here to answer, Lord.
Speak, and I'll be quick to
answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Oh, are you ready to go? Oh, hallelujah.
When the coal of fire does the prophet.
Oh, yes.
Make him as pure as pure.
Lord, touch each and every one tonight.
In the voice of God.
Cleanse every guilt in us, Lord.
Then they are.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, speak,
my Lord.
Lord, speak tonight.
Speak,
oh,
my Lord.
Glory be to your name.
Be quick to answer me.
Oh,
speak, my Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me.
We are ready tonight, Lord. Yes, sir.
Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to the silent preacher's cry.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Will they answer, Master? Yes.
Oh, here we are, Lord. We are here tonight, oh God.
My Lord. Speak, my Lord. And I'll be quick to answer thee.
Oh Lord, we are ready,
speak,
oh Lord Jesus, tonight.
Lord,
with all humility.
Speak, my Lord.
Just speak to our hearts, Lord. And
speak,
we will quickly answer thee.
Answer,
whatever you
me.
Say, we are going to say, oh yes.
Soon the time for reaping will.
Let's watch it, my brother. It will be over very soon.
God for may the Lord of harvest smile upon us. Speak, my Lord.
Oh, speak, my Lord.
Speak, and
oh,
I.
Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, just tell the Lord that, Lord, I am ready. Speak to me tonight, oh God. Just pray. Just commit yourself into the hands of the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Speak. Oh, Lord, and I will answer thee. I will say yes to your word. I will say yes to whatever you say. Oh, here I am, Lord. Here we are, Lord Jesus. We are here to answer yes to every word. Yes to whatever, Lord Jesus, you will direct us, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's burning in us, oh Lord, to hear from you. It's burning in us, oh Lord, to answer. It's burning in us, oh Lord. Oh, even Father, if you need to send us, oh God, we are ready, oh God, tonight, oh Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, let the coal fire touch our, as you touch the prophet, oh God. Let that cold fire touch us tonight, oh God. Oh, to cleanse every guilt, Lord. Oh, to take every iniquity in us, Lord. Even, Father, if we have made a mistake, oh Lord, even if we have sinned, oh Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God, oh, let that cold fire, oh, from the altar, oh Lord, touch our lips, Lord. Oh, Father, we pray, surrendering everything unto you. Right before you, God, we say, speak, Lord. Oh, we are here to answer, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Father, tonight, oh, we say thank you, O God. Because, Lord, we know your word is always true, O God. Your word has never failed, Lord. Oh, from the time of creation, even to today, oh God, it is yea and amen. And so, Lord, we thank you once again for this privilege, oh God, oh, to be gathered in your house, Lord. We know your word is always true, that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst, oh God. And Father, we know you are already here, Lord. Oh, for the purpose for which you have called us, Lord. You said, blessed is the one that you have caused to approach unto you. He said, those people, oh Lord, they will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, oh God. And tonight we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, the purpose for which you have called us, O Lord, we will receive them abundantly and exceedingly, oh, even than what we have expected, O God. Father, we commit as many that, Lord Jesus, are not here into your hands. Lord, you know why, but Father, we pray that, O God, whatever had been the hindrances and obstacles, Lord, Father, lift those obstacles, lift those hindrances, lift those burdens, O God, that, Father, you make a way for them, O Lord. Because, Father, as we see the time approaching, this is the time we got to provoke one another to love, O God, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but to come together as we see the time approaching, Lord. Father, bless us tonight, and, Father, we commit your word into your hands as we open to it, Lord. You are the author. Just bless your word and make it alive unto us. As we ask it in all in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. As we still keep standing, let's turn to Joel. We'll read Joel 1:1-4. And the same, our second reading will be the same, Joel 2:25-26. We are continuing our last topic, the tree of life. Praise the Lord. The tree of life. Joel 1:1-4. The first reading, and Joel 2:25-26. Let's hear the word of God. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation, that which the palm worm hath left had the locust eaten, that which the locust have left had the canker worm eaten, and that which the canker worm have left had the caterpillars eaten. Praise God. Joel 2:25-26. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, Amen. The canker worm and the caterpillar, Amen. And the palm worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And my people shall never be ashamed. Lord, we thank you tonight, O God, that your word is true. Of the truth, Lord, your children will never be ashamed. Lord, even if the enemy will come in like a flood, we know that your spirit will raise that standard for us. And you have already made us overcomers, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight, your word, that you said the palmer worm and the locusts and the canker worm and the caterpillars, all that they have eaten, you will restore. The years, you will restore. Father, we thank you, God, that restoration, it is with us today. Amen. We bless your name. We give you the glory. Even, Lord, as we sit at your feet, let the Holy Spirit of God overshadow us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? We are still on the second part of the subject, the tree of life. Oh, wonderful. How many are happy tonight?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. There is a big question that sometimes we need to ask ourselves. Praise the Lord. But one thing is that the most important thing, we come here to meet him.
Amen.
We didn't come here to meet man. Praise God. Now, let us, the tree of life, as just going through our first, the part one, just a little summary out of it so that we can continue from there. And we started, we knew that, he said, there were two trees in the Garden of Eden. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Brother, watch these things. Remember this. It has always been two from the beginning.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Two.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Two trees right from the beginning.
Amen.
One good, one evil.
Amen.
One right, one wrong. The way how Joshua is looking at me. Praise the Lord. And we see the first children that came. Cain and Abel.
Amen.
One good, one evil.
Amen.
Watch this thing. And then came even the time of Isaac. His two children. Jacob and Esau.
Amen.
And it moves on.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then came Jesus himself and Satan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The two things, watch it. My brother, my sister, it is always wrong or it is right.
Amen.
In your life,
Amen.
Whatever you are doing, it's either wrong or it is right.
Amen.
It is either evil or it is good.
Amen.
There is no other way about it.
Amen.
That is why we need to examine ourselves all the time, my brother, my sister. In everything,
Amen.
It is two things.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the prophet said, the tree of life comes from God out of heaven.
Amen.
And it was not defiled, but the other tree was defiled. And he said, anyone who eats of this tree will never die.
Amen.
Anyone who eats of this tree will never die. The bread of life from heaven.
Amen.
But the other tree, it is what? It is death. When the last sermon of Moses, he said, I lay before you two.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I've laid before you good and evil.
Amen.
But I want you to choose good.
Amen.
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 And live. And so also your children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Say, so choose you this day.
Amen.
And then Joshua, his last sermon also was the same. He said, choose you this day. Whom are you going to serve? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so we see that this bread, it came from heaven, the bread of life. But yet, in the wilderness, there was bread also that was coming from heaven, the manna. But that manna, the people ate manna and they still hungered. Praise the Lord. They ate manna and still they felt hungry. And so the following day they had to go for another manna. See? But there was coming another bread, which when you eat, you never hunger again. Amen. It's just the same type. Jacob's well. Jesus Christ said, anyone that drinks of this water will thirst again. But the water that I give unto you, you will never thirst again. Because it will be what? A well of water in you, springing up unto what? Everlasting life. See? So there is one bread you eat, you will feel hungry again. But there is another bread you eat, you never feel what? You never hunger again. And that is the bread of life, the bread that comes. So you see that Jesus himself said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Amen. And then he said, this is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Amen. So, my brother, the tree of life. He said God's tree was planted in the Garden of Eden. That tree of life. But the other one also was there. And the Bible says all the trees, the fruits of every tree was good for what? For food. So it was left for man to make his choice. But what happened? The prophet said Eve failed to keep it. Eve failed to keep it because she was hunting for wisdom instead of staying with the word. Instead of staying with the word. Instead of staying with the word. My brother, are we staying with the word? Hallelujah. Oh, my brother, my sister. I believe that tonight all MTCs here, they have very good reasons why they are not here. I want to believe that way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That it is for good reasons that they are not here. You don't know now probably what man is eating somewhere else. Praise God. Amen. When we talk about the bread of life, praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know what anyone is eating at this moment. He said Eve failed to keep it. There are many Eves. Hallelujah. Watch this, my brother. Yes. And he said again, the Jews also failed to keep it. They saw it and they said it was what? By the power of Beelzebub. The Pharisees and the law, they said, they couldn't keep it. He said Christ became of no effect unto them because they still felt justified by the law. They were still following the law. So the prophet said, all failed to keep it. But the thing is, God's purpose for man got to stand.
Hallelujah.
God had a purpose for man. It got to stand. And so he said he planted a tree again on the day of Pentecost. And he wanted that tree to bear the fruits of the word. Amen. God's word. And wanted a church. Listen. He wanted a church that would keep his word. Amen. Hallelujah. He wanted a church that would keep his word. Amen. My brother, my sister, are you keeping the word? My daughter, are you keeping the word? My daughter, Tala, raise up your head. Are you keeping the word? I want to hear amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You see? You got to keep the word.
Amen.
That is the only life. And you live forever. Said, yeah, the church, he said, the church. So the church at the beginning is started with all power of the Holy Ghost. A Holy Ghost-filled church with all the manifestations, healings and miracles. And we talked about Peter and John at the temple of a temple that called Beautiful. When a lame man just stretched forth his hands toward to ask for alms. But they said, silver and gold we have none. But as much as we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, they have the bread. And so they could give the bread also. The bread of life. See. And the Bible says, the church continues steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Listen closely. Is it happening here tonight? The church continues steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship. And we say we have a prophet. We believe Malachi 4. Malachi 4 is taking us back onto what? The apostles. Are we there? Brother Pele? Are we there? Oh, but say, I am there.
Amen.
God bless you. Say, I am there, brother Vlad. God bless you.
Amen.
We've got a prophet taking us back to the apostolic time. And he said, apostolic time, the church continues steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. In the breaking of bread.
Amen.
In prayers. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together. And all and did had all things in common.
Amen.
That was the church. That was the tree of life. That was the bride's tree.
Amen.
Amen. But what happened? What happened that took the church away from the S.O.N. light is taking people away today. Amen. We are coming on that. The church went away from the S-O-N light. And he said, while it was out there, the spiritual winter cold killed it. Today, naturally, we are in what? In the winter. Praise the Lord. And the cold is already eating people. Oh, hallelujah. It's killing people today, so they can't come out. My brother, my sister, the word is true, huh? The church went away. And he said the spiritual winter cold killed it. And today we are in the winter, natural winter. And already the natural times, the spiritual. And he said four death messengers destroyed the church. The palmer worm, the locust, the canker worm, and the caterpillar. As we read from for our text tonight. He said one of them ate the fruit, another one ate the leaves, another one ate the bark.
And another one ate what? The life out of it.
Now tonight, my brother, we are going to see. Already last time we talked about the palmer worm. The palmer worm eating the fruits. And we know the fruits of the tree is the fruit of life. Praise the Lord. The fruits of the Spirit. And we got to know that the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, faith, patience. Oh, praise the Lord. And if we shall take one after the other, my brother, you begin to see whether the palmer worm have eaten you or not. But now we got to check our lives. Is the love there? Sister Lily, the love? It is there. Praise God. You love everybody, eh? God bless you for it. So if you hate someone, palmer worm has already eaten you up. Take notice of that, my brother. Examine your heart. If there is any hatred in there, my brother, is always the work of what? The palmer worm. It's a palmer worm. You need something to what? To drain the palmer worm out. And that is only the only thing, that the only medicine is the word.
Amen.
Let love come back again.
Amen.
Because the other day we read about love. He said love does what? That's 1 Corinthians. Let's go back again. Because we need to let that thing stick into our lives. God bless you. 1 Corinthians 13. When you start reading from the fourth verse, you see what love actually does. Your love will suffer long, till even when your brother hates you, your sister hates you, the love is already, when it is what?
Amen.
It is already so great in you that any other thing cannot what? Take away the love of God from you. The love will what is very kind, and it will not envy anyone. We talked about all this the other day, last time when we, so I don't want to waste our time because we have other things to go on. And then the joy. Tonight I could see, we were just very few, but there was so great joy here.
Amen.
It shows the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. It shows the presence of the Lord. The joy that was in everybody tonight was so great. Oh, hallelujah. If the Lord shall come tonight, it will be great. Praise the Lord. If the Lord shall come tonight, I pray that he will come and meet everyone ready. Wherever everybody is, my prayer is that the Lord will come and meet each and everyone ready.
Amen.
Oh, so that we all go together.
Amen.
It said, the palmer worm ate what? The long suffering. It adds what? Long suffering. You see, man, you see, when the palmerworm is the long suffering that is in you, it brings what? Impatient. You become impatient. You can't wait. Any small thing, you just feel that things are just not right. You have no long suffering. Praise the Lord. See? So, anything that comes, you see it wrong. But when you have long suffering, no matter pain that you go through, you have the spirit to endure it. My brother, let's watch this. So we went through all this, but today let's look at locust, the locust. Because we did the palmer worm the other time. Let's look at locust today. It said the locust take on the leaves. You see? The palmer worm said what the palmer worm have eaten. What are our reading? Our reading said, let's see what our reading, our text reading. It says, that which the palmer worm have left had the locust eaten. See? The palmer worm ate the fruits. And he left what? The leaves. Then the locust came and also what? Started eating the leaves. And he said the leaves, it stands for what? Stands for divine fellowship.
Amen.
Mm. See? Locust kills fellowship. Watch closely. The word of God is very true. It is fellowship. Till you don't feel like what? Going, joining, or be part of what? Fellowship. Watch it, my brother, my sister. Because we are seeing the things, the word of God, what it says, we are seeing them today. Right in our presence, in our sight, we are seeing them. Locusts eat the spirit of what? Fellowship in you. When it comes to the time of fellowship, you don't feel anything, any edge in you. My brother, the locust is eating you. Has eaten you, not even is eating you, has eaten you. If you don't feel the spirit edging you, that today is the time of worship, I have to be in the house of God, I have to be in fellowship. My brother, my sister, if you don't feel it, the word of God is so true. Let's look at the scripture in Hebrews 10, 22 to 25. Let's look at Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, 22 to 25. It said, it's something, strong word from the Lord. It said, let us draw near with a true heart. In full assurance of faith.
Amen.
Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Brother, it's serious. Let your heart be sprinkled from evil conscience. The evil that goes through your mind, your thoughts. The things that are so contrary to the word of God that goes through you. Speaking against your brother, speaking against your sister. These are all what? Evil conscience.
Amen.
How can you have fellowship? How can the spirit of fellowship be in you? When you have time to sit down to speak against your brother, speak against your sister. Begin to form camps. Praise the Lord. If you want to see a camp within a camp, it is in what? It is in Rome. I know it. Where Vatican is inside what? A city. If you have your mind and soul with this kind of evil conscience, how can you have fellowship? The work of locust. And he said, let our bodies washed with pure water. If the Bible is saying pure water, that means there are dirty water. There must be something dirty to make something pure. There must be what? A counterfeit. Before another coin can be what? Can be what? The right coin. Let our bodies be washed with pure water. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful, that promise. But do we look at that? He said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works. Provoke unto love. Showing love. Provoking. Showing love. My brother, my sister, I tell you, I have a great challenges from some brethren in this church. They really provoke me to love. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And God richly bless them. Amen. It's a challenge to me. Praise God. Amen. That is the right spirit. Amen. That shows that you are right in what? You have gone to the apostolic age. My brother, the scripture is admonishing us because you could provoke to hate and to evil works. It is very easy. You can be provoked by your own self. You can be provoked by your own self to hate for no reason. You just begin to hate. And then your works become what? Evil. It doesn't line with what the word of God. And then 25, he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. As the manner of some is. See? But exhorting one another. Amen. Amen. As so much the more. As ye see the day approaching. Are people seeing the day approaching at all? Amen. Do people see the hour that we are living in? That the days are just is so close. And they allow locusts to eat them up. Locust has eaten many. Oh, brethren. Then look at another one. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4. Where he said, for it is impossible for those. Uh, it's impossible for those who have a. Let me see. Hebrews. Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6, 4. Thank you, my brother.
Amen.
He said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. My brother. Look, this is serious.
Amen.
This word of God, this message of the hour,
amen.
You have tasted it. You have seen the power thereof. You have known what it takes, the right and the good, the right and the wrong. And my brother, you begin to fall away from it. To come back, you got to seek the grace of God. If you fall away, my brother, to renew you back to repentance. Because you become so strong. You see, you become so tight. Because you know. But yet, you stand against what? The very thing that you believe. Watch it, my brother. It is not easy to come back if you completely allow yourself to fall away. If you allow petty things, my brother, to bother you and you begin to murmur, grumble, it will continue. It will be multiplying your life. You see that you will be getting away and away, getting away and away. My brother, if you see your brother in that situation, help that your brother.
Amen.
Amen. If you see your brother is falling away, he's going away, help that brother.
Amen.
Because he's entering into a situation whereby it will be difficult for him if he really, the water engulfs him. That is the end. Let's be our brother's keeper, my brother. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. With a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us draw near, my brother. Let's draw near. Let's look at it. Fellowship. Locust. Destroying fellowship. Now let's look at cankerworm. The prophet said, that's got a bad name to start with. The cankerworm, he said, it has a bad name even to start with. Canker. Cankerworm. It's just close to cancer. Cankerworm. Praise the Lord. When it becomes a cancer to you. The prophet said, it's got a bad name to start with. See? Cancer, you know it already. One of the devil's greatest weapons, that when it tackles you, it has to take only God to bring you out. And praise be to the Lord. We have a prophet.
Amen.
Whom God promised that even cancer cannot stand before you.
Amen.
Cankerworm. What does cankerworm do? What did he eat? He said, what does a cankerworm do? It goes into the back. You know, the tree, the back. It goes for the back. And the back is what? Is the covering. Praise the Lord. So it is the covering. And the prophet said the covering is what? Is religion.
Amen.
It is the religion.
Amen.
See? That yes, sir. It goes into the back and it destroys the covering of the tree. The covering. What is religion? Covering. That's what the word religion means. A covering. See? Now this little canker one begins to bore himself into the back. And what did he do? He begins to take his religion, his covering, his doctrine away from it. That's what the canker worm does. My brother, it takes away what? The religion. And in the message book, Why Little Bethlehem, the prophet said, you better stay where you know you are covered by the blood.
Amen.
Amen. You better stay where you know you are covered by the blood. He said, regardless of what the rest of them look like, just stay where you know you are covered. Don't look at what? The big bells. He said, you better stay where the blood covers the sin of the people. And the only word that we have is the message of the hour. The message of the hour. That is the only place where the Lord have put his name. He has chosen to meet what? The worshiper. Because in every age, there's somewhere he places his name. And death can never strike there. Death can never strike there. We all know. On the day of Passover, God made a place where he has what? He has chosen to what? To protect where the blood was.
Hallelujah.
And it should be the blood of the Lamb, not any ordinary blood. Today we have many, many different kinds of blood. Many of them. We have the Presbyterian blood. We have Methodist blood. We have baptism blood. Baptist blood. And now Pentecostals, different names. I told you the other day that in Ghana there's a church, they call the name Muzama Disco Christo Church. See? Disco. Muzama Disco Christo Church. See? What kind of blood? When you go in there, what kind of blood? It's going to cover you. Already he said it's a disco. Oh, my brother, my sister. Yes. You got what? Disco blood. My brother, my sister. Many, many kinds of blood. And yet, you may be seated here. And yet, my brother, my sister. Is it the blood of the message of the hour that is covering you? Let's watch it. That's a canker worm. Canker worm is what? Make sure that he puts you under another blood. And any other blood apart from the blood of what? The lamb. Death will strike that house. Amen. Death will strike that house. Oh, that day. When Rahab had what? Believed and was given the way, the kind, the type of the blood. Oh, that scarlet cord to hang over the window. Oh, praise God. As many that were in that house that day, death could not touch them because that house stood. The whole walls of Jericho fell, but that house of what? Rahab, it stood again. It stood against all those destruction. The blood, watch it, my brother, my sister. which blood covers you. He said, the prophet says, stay. You better stay where you know you are covered by the blood. We know somebody left the blood. Naomi left the blood where the blood covers the people. Naomi left it. And the husband, they left it. They went to what? To receive another what? Covering. They went to the land of Moab for another covering, my brother, my sister. And what happened? Naomi lost her husband, her two sons. He lost all of them. And she has to come back again. They return. My brother, my sister, if there is any other blood that is covering you, there is a way to come back to the Lord again. Last Sunday, we thought of what? The prodigal son. He went back again. Amen. Naomi went back again. And it was a blessing. Praise the Lord. Let us not go away from where the blood covered what? The people. Covered sin of the people. And the only thing is what? The blood we have in this our day is Malachi 4. Amen. Then the caterpillar. He said, what is the caterpillar? He said, he's a sucker. He sucks life, the spirit, the life. He said, how are we going to call him? He said, denomination. Caterpillar, the name is what? He said, he's denomination. Amen. See? You know denomination. That's what the guy said. That's that guy's right name. That guy's right name. See? Denomination. Caterpillar. He's a destroyer and sucks the life. What kind of life was it? The Holy Spirit. Amen. It sucks the spirit out of the church. And anytime we say church, my brother, you look at your own self. You look at your own self. Is the Holy Spirit still alive in you? Is it still alive in you? We know that when, anywhere, there is what? There is sin. The Holy Spirit will take flight. It will not stay there. The same thing applies to what? The children of Israel. When they sin against God, God told Moses, I can never be in the midst of these people. I cannot be in the midst of sin. So Moses had to take the tabernacle of the congregation and move it far away from the camp. And he said, anyone that wants to seek the face of the Lord has to go beyond the camp to go and meet the Lord. My brother, my sister, whatever camp that you are in, leave that camp. Leave that camp. Leave that camp. Yeah. Denominational camp. Leave it, my brother. You'll be in this message, but you have what? Denominated yourself. Some other power is what? Is riding you. You are being led by another spirit. You are under the control of another spirit. My brother, watch it. Watch yourself. Ask yourself whether the Holy Spirit is still working in you. God himself doing his own work in your life. That is the work of the caterpillar. He said, there you are. Remember, after it denominates, it always die and never rise again. Amen. See? If you denominate yourself, you die. He said the first organization was the Catholic. It died immediately. and it has never risen up again. It's a dead church. It has never risen up again. But he said, the four messengers, the four death messengers, that what destroyed the tree, there is one place they could never touch.
Amen.
That is the roots.
Amen.
Amen. The roots of the tree,
amen,
they could never kill it. So there was still what? Life.
Amen.
In that tree. They finished with what? The fruits. Finished with the leaves. Finished with the bark.
Amen.
See? Can you imagine a tree standing? No fruit. No leaves. The bark is off. There is no life in it. But down there,
amen,
amen, the life was still down.
Amen.
Because the prophet said, why? Because it has been planted by the rivers of water. Oh, that is where we need to be planted, my brother, my sister.
Amen. Amen.
By the rivers of water. Be planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
So that no matter, he said, the rains will descend, the storms will come and beat upon you, you will never fall.
Amen.
Because you are planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
The roots are always what? Have something. So the tree, they have made it what? It looks so finished. But life was there. That was how the church went through. The tree of life that was planted on the day of Pentecost went through this kind of what? Attacks by the palmer worms, the canker worms, the locusts, and the caterpillar. They left the tree what? Looks as if it was dead, but there was still life. That was how the church also went into darkness. Almost total darkness. But there was still what? Life. Because the word of God can never fail.
Amen.
He said, what the palmer worm and the locusts and the caterpillars and the caterpillars, what they have eaten, he said, I will restore.
Amen.
Amen. I will restore the years.
Amen.
And so the four messengers of death that killed the tree, it has to take another four messengers of what? Righteousness to bring back the tree to life again.
Amen.
And the prophet took us through Martin Luther, that justification, John Wesley, sanctification, and then Pentecost with the restoration of the gifts and the Holy Ghost, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then the fourth is the word. Amen. That is where we are tonight. The word. Four death messengers killed the tree. And it has to take four messengers to what? To restore the tree back. Four life messengers. How to bring the tree back to life again.
Amen.
And it went through the period of Martin Luther, John Wesley, the Pentecost, and today we have the word of the hour.
Amen.
The word has been restored. That's where we are. But yet, my brother, the spirit of what? The palmer worm, the locust, and the caterpillars. They are still working tonight. As we see ourselves seated here, those are the things that are working amongst brethren. Let us remember and pray for one another. We sang the song, Speak, My Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has spoken tonight that this is what is going on.
Amen.
How many are ready to answer? Lord, here I am.
Amen.
He said, If you have been, if he has afflicted you and made you sick, we have the right before God to enforce the law of God tonight. By his stripes we are healed. Amen. Amen. Tonight we have prayer requests. We have our precious sister, Sister Julie. Pastor sent me a message that Brother Wilmore has to take her to the hospital this evening. Praise the Lord. And the prophet is saying here that if he's afflicted you and made you sick, we have a right before God to enforce the law of God. Amen. That by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said the enforcement, we have that authority tonight to restore. Amen.
Amen.
To restore everything back.
Amen.
He said we have a right to enforce that law. The lawgiver, the Holy Spirit himself is here to see that it is done. Amen.
Amen.
The only way he can work is when we allow him to work. And so, Lord, we allow you to work tonight.
Amen.
As our sister, even in hospital, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
You said you restore whatever.
Amen.
Any sickness that has eaten into our sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, our God says he will restore tonight. And then we have another prayer request. That is from our precious sister who has lost our sister, precious sister Patience, who has lost his brother back in Malawi. And she has flown back to Malawi this morning. We know how painful it is when you lose someone who is so close, a close family. See, his her own brother. Said he died in an accident. That kind of untimely deaths. But the thing is, we know that it's painful. We know how the her situation, the pains that she's going through. But the whole thing is that we always have a consolation, knowing very well that our God, he knows best.
Amen.
Amen. He knows best.
He didn't die in an accident.
Well, that's a painful death, and yet we have a God that he knows best. He knows why it has to be that way. And as long as our God is alive, we believe that our brother, look at the services he was doing. Then he was just attacked. He was doing a real good service. And then out of it, he died. The Lord knows why. If God doesn't allow it, the devil has no way.
Amen.
And if God allows it, it's for a purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Job, God said, look, you can do anything, but his life, God never allowed it. But if he allows it, it's for a purpose. And we give the glory to him. We shall remember our sister also, that the Lord will strengthen her and grant her the vacuum that has been created. The Lord himself will be everything to her and to the family back in Malawi.
Amen.
Amen. Now, my brother, my sister, one thing we got to know tonight before we get into prayer is who are we? Who are you and who am I? He said, the Lord said he has given us dominion to subdue everything. And we have that authority tonight to pray for total deliverance for our precious sister who is in the hospital. And we believe that even she's out of hospital tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. that she has to be out of the hospital. That's not her place. That's our belief. We don't know, but we are saying it by faith that the Lord has already done it. He has already healed her. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, just come. Let's sing one song as we prepare to pray, short prayer, and commit the church into the hands of the Lord. The winter naturally is working. We believe that it will not spiritually work on our brethren. Oh, praise the Lord.
I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. Yes, I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved in His love and favor. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. Yes, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. If I trust in ever, I shall not be moved. If you faith in ever, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Nothing can move us.
I shall know the way.
Because we are planted.
Just like a tree.
We are planted by the waters.
By the waters.
Our roots are so strong.
I shall not be
life
moved.
Is always in the tree.
On the verse I'm feeding. I shall not be moved.
It's the one that leading.
I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters,
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Yes,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters,
I shall not be moved. Glory,
glory, hallelujah.
I shall not be moved. Jehovah,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters,
I shall not be moved.
In
abiding,
I shall not be moved.
In confining,
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be,
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.
I shall not be moved.
Brethren, tonight, nothing. Just believe that nothing can move you. Believe that you are planted by the rivers of water. Believe that when you speak tonight, the Lord has already made it to come to pass. As the Lord says, his word will never return to him void. It will go and establish. It will go and fulfill. It will go and make right. Tonight, let's remember our precious sister Julie in the hands of the Lord as she is. According to the message, she is in the hospital. That is not her place. That is not her place. We want to claim total healing and deliverance for our precious sister in the name of Jesus Christ. And we want to use her as a point of contact against any other sickness and disease in this house. Anyone that is sick, oh, in Jesus' name tonight, we want to claim it because we have the authority. We enforce the Holy Spirit being the lawgiver, the Holy Spirit being the enforcer. We enter the joy back to the church again, oh Lord.
Let us not slacken in any way, Lord Savior. But let us, Lord Savior, Lord, break haste, Lord. Father, to come to thy house, Lord. Father, Lord, Lord, Lord,
oh, Lord Jesus.
Father, not only, Lord Savior, but our splendor, Lord, that your servant would be, O God. We pray your grace,
Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus.
We pray your mercy, Lord, even upon us, Lord. Father, we look up to the Lord, Savior.
Be merciful, Lord. Lord, we are seeing the work of the palmer worm. We are seeing the work of the locust. We are seeing the work of canker worm. We are seeing the work of caterpillar. But Lord, you promised that you will restore the years, that all these four messengers of death they have eaten. You said you restore. And you have been true to your word, O God, that in this our day, you have restored the word. But Lord, what is happening? Father, we ask that, Lord Jesus, the Spirit will be back to this church again. The Spirit of fellowship, the Spirit of love. Lord, let us recognize the work that you are doing in this our age. Let us, Lord, recognize the hour that we are living in. So deceptive, oh God. Lord, strengthen your children. Strengthen your children, Lord. We pray that, oh God, once again, let us look at the cross, what you did there. Let us, Lord Jesus, stay where the blood covers the sin of the people. Lord, we are asking tonight, knowing very well that, oh God, you have a purpose for us, And that purpose has always been good. Oh, that Lord Jesus, you have purpose for your children, it will surely come to pass. Because the word also says what you have taught will always stand, Lord. Tonight, our precious sister, Julie, was reported to be in the hospital. But we believe that to God, that's not her place.
Amen.
So even this hour, Lord, we know that she is not in the hospital.
Amen.
She is back at home. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Same also as Lord, we ask even our sister, whether she has arrived by now in Malawi or wherever she is, to God, Father, we know your presence is with her. That you strengthen her and the family in this time of pain, O God. Let them always see through the blood of Jesus Christ, what you have done. That with you, there is always, you do the best for us, O God. We recognize it tonight, Lord, that it is the best thing, O God, that had to happen for the family. Bless the family, Lord Jesus. The vacuum that has been created, O Lord, let it be filled back. By your own will, Lord, let joy come back to that house, to that family. Lord, tonight, we still look at the church again. We still look at the church again. We look at so many empty seats, Lord, tonight. But Father, we know that your word is always true. That even if your children will not worship, you are more than able to raise up even stones. But Lord, we are not looking at that. We are praying for every life of God in this church. Whatever, Lord, have eaten into anyone, O God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for the restoration. That they will be restored, O Lord. Father, forgive us.
Amen.
Forgive us, Lord. Wherever we have failed, Lord. Lord, let us realize the realization of God.
Amen.
Let us come to that level and weigh and see the balance and look at the right and take the right to God. Tonight, Lord, pray for our pastor. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the journey. He's going out and he's coming in, O Lord. We've already had the report. It has been a blessing over there. And Father, we thank you, God, that he's back. And Lord, we commit into your hands, Lord. And Father, all that he has lost by way of strength, O God, you restore to him, O Lord. That you renew him once again, O Lord, to continue his ministry with God in this house. Father, we thank you for his family. Bless them, O Lord. And same also, Father, as many that were able to defy the cold outside and be here tonight, O Lord. Father, bless each and every one. We want to commit our precious sister Gloria, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
As she's going through this transition, O God, Father, strengthen her, O Lord. Strengthen her, Lord.
Amen.
And that, Lord Jesus, as we wait to God, oh, with joy for the gift that, Lord, will be coming, O Lord.
Amen.
Oh, let our joy, O God, be full, Lord.
Amen.
Let us have the courage, O Lord. Let us have the reason, O God, to raise a testimony to the glory of your name. Bless the children in this house, Lord. We commit all of them into your hands, especially those who go to school, God. They mix up with different spirits and characters, Lord. But Father, we believe that your hands are upon them, Lord. Guide them and protect them, Lord Jesus. Father, we are trying to bring them in your presence, that they grow in your presence, Lord. That they will be vessels in your house, God. Protect them from every sickness and disease. There is coughing going on the spirit of coughing going from home to homes. But Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against any spirit of coughing. The Lord restore strength to each and every one, Lord. We thank you that tonight, O God, we have received the restoration. You have promised it. That all that what the palmer worm have eaten, all that the locusts have eaten, all that the canker worms have eaten, all that the caterpillars have eaten, you have restored. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you. When we leave you, O God, let your grace, your protection, and above all, your loving kindness go with us, O God. And even as we still see for the Friday and the Sunday that is coming for the week, Lord, if you tarry, then Lord Jesus, let fellowship, oh God, the love of God, be in your children, oh Lord, that we come together in fellowship under the word of God. Grant us genuine mercies as we go, Lord, and bless each and everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray with all thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for tonight.
Amen.
You have given us your word, oh God. Let it be life unto us, the bread of life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God, Richie, bless you for coming.
What a fellowship, what a
joy
divine
be in
on
the everlasting
hour.
What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have an arm that we can lean onto. Arms that are safe and secure.
And secure from all
alarms.
Leaning,
we are not afraid.
Leaning,
we will walk through the valley of shadow of death.
Leaning,
and we will fear no evil. Because thou art with us.
In this pilgrim way.
Leaning
on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day.
Lean
on the everlasting arm.
Oh, my brother, my sister, lean on that everlasting arm. Let it be your prayer. God, Richie, bless you. As we meet next Friday, if the Lord tarries, may it be a blessing unto every home. Continue to lean on that arm where it is always safe and secure.
On the
from all alarms. God, Richie, bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. The lasting arm I have, blessed peace with my Lord, so leaning on the everlasting arm, leaning, safe and secure from all our